All right. Ken Clark, Eternal Funk, our eternal theme song here on Butte Views and Beyond. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be program runs till 7 o'clock, at which time we have Funky Grandma coming in doing peanut butter and jelly time. I know, right? It's amazing. It's amazing. Community radio. You got to love it. Let's see. Butte Views and Beyond is made possible, of course, by KZFR supporters and by Friends of the Arts, state local partners of the California Arts Council since 2001. Deborah Lucero and Friends of the Arts have been creating economic opportunities through arts and culture, producing community festivals and events, including Oktoberfest, the True North Tour, NorCal Jazz Festival, the Salmon Festival, and more. To learn about Friends of the Arts, visit friendsoftheartsupstate.org. And we also want to thank the Audi, Volvo, and Mercedes-Benz since 1981. Zeppelin Works is a full-service repair facility for any European automotive problem or maintenance. More information by calling Dave at 893-0757 or at zeppelinworks.com. Well, at school's back. Things are happening. Students are out. Downtown Chico is busy, especially during the day with the new students moving in. So, you know, around here, summers are pretty lazy and quiet, and we kind of get lulled into the idea that, oh, it's like this forever, and it's not. So just remember, school starts at 8, gets out around 3, stay off of those, take your alternate route. So I would like to welcome Carolyn back from Butte, Explore Butte County, which is a, you are the cultural ambassadors and broadcasters.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Ray. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. You guys have a booth tonight at the market.
We do. We are out in the heat. It's not too bad. Nice little breeze tonight.
Yeah, it is kind of breezy.
We just produced a new map with itineraries, things to do around the area. So we have those. We have some cool stickers for the sticker lovers. I'm trying to figure out which color people like best.
Your stickers are really cool. You have a really nice logo.
Thank you.
Very kind of contemporary, and you know, it's got that NorCal vibe going.
Right.
Kind of a sunrise or set over the buttes, and the color selection is really nice. I put one on the door of the office. I went with the grayish hue. There's like a gray and a sage, maybe something like
that. Yeah, there's it's sort of all of our brand colors. Orange, this very bright orange, kind of speaks to the sun.
Mm.
That we have here tends to be the most popular color. So,
oh, I haven't seen that one.
Yeah,
I'll have to stop by the booth.
You will. We have some frisbees, so some great flyers for those who are in the park, and then we have specific sort of persona itineraries built out. So, if you're looking to do a date night weekend, or you're looking to do some adventures, we have a map on there, places that you may not know about or you've forgotten about. So, some fun stuff we have done at the booth tonight.
Yeah. So, let's see. Are you on? Broadway?
We are on Broadway. We're right in front of Burgers and Brews tonight.
Oh, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, popular
right
spot.
Right on the corner.
Oh, great. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, and again, that's the intersection where the produce is, too, which is great.
Exactly.
So, mm-hmm. We never get that spot. KZFR, they always give us that spot where, you know, where the radio station is, you know. So, you got prime real estate. You must be in good. Well, and you know, the Downtown Business Association, organizations like yourself, you guys work in harmony together.
Absolutely. We just supported the Downtown Business Association the rest of the year with some marketing dollars, so to really help promote the events and activities that they're promoting already. So,
oh, that's great.
Taste of Chico coming up, and really a lot of their campaigns. So I want to make sure that they have some marketing dollars to be successful, because they do bring a lot of people to town and to the area.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, you know, I guess that's the big approach that we keep going back and over and over again. It is a countywide, and it's really a regional effort.
Absolutely.
I know you started partnering now with Cascade Wonderland. They have a pretty big footprint. Yeah, they got I-5. They have probably 10 times the hotel room, so they get a lot more TOT funding and things like that.
Right.
You know, believe it or not, they advertise the Sundial Bridge in the New York Times Sunday Magazine every Sunday for like the last, since they built it, I think.
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of people looking at Northern California. The state is so impacted with visitors, and so it's really how do we get them to come up here? We have such great... really helps. We can be the gateway from the south as people are coming up. Stop here. We have this great culture, great events, great activities, things to see and do on your way up further. So it makes sense to partner with these organizations.
Oh, yeah, totally. It's great. And especially with the... sharing of the resources.
Right.
You know, if you're going to come and you're going to kayak on the Feather River or do some fly fishing in downtown Oroville, right, in the Feather River.
Right.
Or do some mountain biking up to Redding, go up to Mount Shasta.
Right.
Go up to Mount Lassen, go to the lake. I mean, it's all interconnected, and it's the nice thing is they're all kind of day trips,
right?
From each other, and you know, you only have to drive 90 minutes to change campsites and things like that. It's not like you have to drive 6 hours or something.
Exactly. So, yeah, really, just really trying to make sure that people understand that message, and we think it's really important to have. We can't do any of this by ourselves.
Sure.
You know, SCADE can through Visit California. So it's really these partnerships that we're building to be successful.
Yeah, let them take the lead on it and everybody follow suit. And again, it only builds their brand as well,
right?
Because people say like, yeah, there's so much to do up there. Oh, next time we got to go for 2 weeks and bring Uncle Charlie and all that stuff.
Exactly.
So now your new map just came out. I saw it a couple of weeks ago. I think it looks great.
Thank you.
It covers like the entire...
It covers the entire county. We really some of the little unincorporated places. Might forget about. But we do cover a lot of area, the waterways. And then the backside of that really is, again, those itineraries. What can I do in a day? Show me, tell me. People want that information. They want it to be curated for them. So we've built it out around the whole county. It's not just one specific area.
Sure.
So, you know, spend a couple of days exploring.
I'll say, you know, I've never... You know, I've only went to Paradise once or something. Mm-hmm. And I've never been to Feather Falls.
What?
Yeah.
It is a long hike. I mean, don't...
Well, I like to hike, but I've just, you know, I've been to Bald Rock, and, you know, I've been to a lot of places. I've hiked the Flume a lot, and Upper Park, and these kind of things. I've ride out in the fields, you know, but I've two things. I've never been to Feather Falls, Tube. I'm probably too old to Tube, but Canoe the Sacramento.
Never too old to tube the Sacramento River.
Right,
there's a nice short jaunt.
It's cold.
It's not that cold. Not on days like this, but yeah, it's great. In Feather Falls, I think that was one of the first things we did when we moved back to town was do that hike.
Uh-huh.
And it's just beautiful. I mean, it's such a great spot.
I know. And, you know, every year, every spring, I'm like, oh, the water's rushing. This is the time. You know, mid-May or late May when it's really booming. And one of these years.
We actually had, and I'm not sure if I shared with you, but we helped host a TV crew that came called Epic Trails.
Oh, yes.
And that was that they came in April, and they hiked and biked around Butte County, and it's actually launched on Fox Sports and Outdoor TV. But that's there. They did Table Mountain and the waterfall.
Oh, nice.
Biked up in Bidwell Park, and so that's playing broadcast now.
Oh, it is. It's out. It's out in live.
It
and
is.
Stuff. Now, do you guys have? Is it available to put links of that stuff on, or is it all kind of? You know, we own Fox owns it. It only happens.
You know,
it happens.
They would love for us to share it. So
yeah, that'd be cool.
And I believe it's on our YouTube channel. So it's Butte County's YouTube channel. Everything that's already broadcast. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Well, I know, you know, I mean, we've obviously got a lot of notoriety and things, but we've kind of been discovered.
Right.
And, you know, there's a lot of, you know, for a lot of reasons, there's a lot of changes coming our way.
Mm-hmm.
But we are definitely not the hidden place we used to be.
No. But we still have our culture, and I think the genuine who we are. It feels so good, right? Love being here. So.
Yeah, we've still maintained our... Our thing, you know.
Yeah, our authenticity.
Yeah, our authenticity, and I think we will for years to come.
Yeah, me too.
It's just something that happens here, and it's funny how people, you know, after a couple of years they get transitioned. I remember when I first moved here, I thought, you know, and I've moved around a lot, so. I'm good at hiding, you know, I can disappear in a crowd and stuff. But, you know, after a few years, it's just like, okay, I get it. I'm here.
Yeah.
I really can't imagine living anywhere else.
Yeah, me either.
You know, we're like, oh my gosh, I had to stop at 2 red lights today. What's happening to our city?
It is, yeah.
So, yeah, you know, things change and stuff.
Right.
But I'll tell you, you know, walking around downtown, you know, at 8:30 in the morning when I come to work, and it's just chill and it's cool and mm-hmm. it's nice and shady, and yeah. people say hello, hey, how's it going? You know, da da da, and you stop in and you talk to your peeps and stuff. It's still got that feeling.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So you guys are at the market tonight.
Thursday night market. Yep.
Thursday night till 9 o'clock.
Till 9 o'clock.
Right on the corner of Third and Broadway.
Third and Broadway. Mm-hmm.
Right across from Burgers and Brew. Yep. Pretty exciting that Woodstocks is moving in to the Crapeville location.
I know. It's going to be a nice space there.
Yeah, it is going to be a nice space. There's a lot of businesses, kind of like business shuffle going on.
Right.
And I know that they've had some property issues, like their place flooded last year during those heavy rains.
Right.
And mm-hmm. I think that the building they were in had a lot of limitations to it. It's funny because I was downtown with my wife the other day, and I thought, hey, you know what? In a couple of weeks, you've got the outdoor scene at Burgers and Brew, which is always happening. Mm-hmm. And then down the street and on the opposite corner, you're going to have the similar thing with the pizza scene. And both places are open late, which is nice and was almost not unheard of 5 years ago in Chico.
Yeah.
Was to find not a fast food restaurant, a place to eat after 9 p.m.
Right.
That wasn't a fast food restaurant.
And Parkside's right there too, right?
Yep. Parkside's Cross Street.
You're going to have some nice outdoor eating options, and people love that, right? Sit outside, watch the traffic, see people go by, and it's one of the things we love to do.
Well, you know, I've had this feeling for a long time, and I'm sure I'll announce it now.
Okay.
Because, you know, I like to start trouble.
Okay.
It's one of my things. But I've always thought, you know, I used to live in Colorado, and downtown Boulder had closed off a lot of their streets. They started the Pearl Street Mall, and they closed off Pearl Street to traffic. And it's kind of like, it would be like either Broadway or Main Street, mm-hmm. not two ways, because it was a two-way street. And the cross streets were open.
Okay.
So all the cross traffic could go by, but every block was like a walking mall.
Mm-hmm.
And at first, the merchants went crazy because I thought, people can't pull in front of my store. And then it became like a whole scene, kind of like what Santa Monica does, the same kind of concept.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure a number of towns and cities have done this. And I always thought, you know, in Chico, we could kind of do the opposite. We could close off the cross street and keep Broadway and Main Street open. And I just thought, you know, and Third Street would be the perfect example because if it's really happening now. And it's like, you know, you know, you have people out in the street. It's mm-hmm. nice. Maybe it doesn't happen 24/7. Maybe it closes at 6.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe on weekends or something. So anyway, all you city planners out there and people that like to think about those things, I think it would be really cool. You know, obviously some streets like maybe, well, now that they rerouted 2nd Street and, you know, they've changed the traffic flow a little bit.
Right.
So the through traffic doesn't impact the we want to go slow people.
Right.
So
yeah, I think there's something said for that. People do enjoy that. I can walk around. I don't have to worry about cars. It's lends itself to a different experience for sure.
Yeah, very cool. All right, speaking of cool, here's PHG. He's bringing me a CD. Gotta love it, man. Gotta love it. Thank you, brother. Carolyn, thank you so much. I'll let you get back to the booth. I know you want to get out of this AC.
Oh, yeah, I know. Back to the 100 degrees. Well, thanks, Ray. It was great to chat with you.
We'd love to have you back on. We're going to talk about the Salmon Festival later today. So,
awesome.
There's always something going on in Butte County, that's for sure. And September is always a really fun month as the seasons start to change.
Yeah, you'll see us out everywhere.
All right. Thank you.
Ray.
All righty, let's take a quick musical break here, and we'll play a little bit of Ken Clark. All right, there's some of that Ken Clark. I'm going to play an interview for you, and then on our next musical breaks, we're going to actually listen to a band called One Soul, which is a reggae band out of Reading that I was lucky enough to see at the Sundial Music Festival in the summer solstice. And they're going to be at the Salmon Festival in Oroville this year, and I was just told from DJ PHG that they're also going to be at Lost on Main here in the near future. So we'll be sampling some of that. But before we do that, I have a pre-recorded interview I did earlier today with a gentleman from the Boys and Girls Club about their upcoming event that's happening in the downtown plaza. Thanks for tuning in to Butte Views and Beyond here on the Mighty Zephyr.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So you guys have a, first of all, I think everybody knows you guys have did lots of projects.
Yeah, and we always do.
And things throughout the community and the year at your facility. But, you know, we have some new people in the area. So you guys are located at 601 Wall Street.
We are just here downtown, yeah.
And for people that know, if you're driving on Wall Street and the road doesn't go through, that's because you just ran into the Boys and Girls Club.
Yes, that's our Rotary Plaza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what was that built, about 10 years ago or something?
I believe so. And Rotary was kind enough to gift it to us, so it's actually our own space. And we're working on a new project, which we're going to be excited to announce during this event, that's going to liven the space up a little bit, make it more kid-friendly.
Oh, nice, yeah. Nice. And I know it's very heavily used. I've been in there a couple times. As a matter of fact, one of my wife's nieces worked there for a number of years.
Okay.
So we've been to some of your events, it's a great facility, and it's a real center for the community.
Yeah, we're lucky to be here and help the kids that need us. You know, it's really what we're here for, and we're lucky to be a part of it.
Great. So you got something coming up on the September 19th?
We do, our 11th annual Pasta on the Plaza. It's a spaghetti dinner. It's all you can eat. You get garlic bread, salad, antipasto skewers. We'll throw together some live music from Erin Haley and one of her bands, so we're excited about that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and then we have a raffle to help raise more funds, and then we do a bake sale as well. So it's a full evening, but it's a great family-friendly event. We put blankets out on the grass. Like I said, live music. So it's fun just to come down there, have some spaghetti. And it's only $10 a ticket, so it's fairly affordable.
Yeah, family-friendly kind of deal.
So it's a lot of fun.
And it's during Thursday Night Market. It's still happening, right?
It is.
So, oh, that's great.
Yeah. So if you don't grab food at the market, come on down. It's, like I said, $10, all you can eat spaghetti.
Yeah. Oh, that's, you know, I mean, it's really, you know, a lot of times they'll do this on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a special trip.
Yeah.
So you can go down, do your market boogie, see your friends, buy some produce, get your flowers, and then just cruise over and have a spaghetti dinner and support the Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah, what's unique, too, is we do to-go orders. So if you really don't want to hang around the event and you are tired from the market, you can get it to go.
There you go.
And your $10 will go to help support local youth. So it's kind of a win-win.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great. And how many years has this been going on?
It's our 11th annual.
11th annual. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big deal. And I love, you know, I'm in Sons of Italy. They do a spaghetti feed in the spring. And the to-go stuff is where it's great.
Yeah, it's been very popular in the last few years, especially. We actually had to rearrange it to where we take in phone orders now, and we have kids helping with that. So
it's been
a lot of fun, yeah.
Next year, you'll have the spaghetti feed app.
Yeah, there we go. That's next.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. You know, honestly, you can go do your thing and then just get it to go, bring it home, and feed the troops.
Yeah, and it's also fun if the troops can make it and hang out. Like I said, live music. It's a bake sale. It's a really fun evening for the family to be at and supporting the Boys and Girls Club.
Well, I like the fact that it's kind of picnic style. So you just kind of sit on the grass and mm-hmm. chill out.
Yeah, it's definitely one of my favorite events to coordinate at that position. It's just a lot of fun to be around.
So how long have you been you've been working at the Boys and Girls Club?
This will be my fourth year.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Okay, so You got your creds down and stuff, you know.
I try to act like it at least. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. How many events are you involved in? I mean, I'm sure you probably have weekly events and, you know, things like that.
We do, and there's a lot that our staff at the clubhouse put on and our teen center. Uh-huh. And then we're not just in Chico, so all of our sites put on their own events to help support families. But through our development team, we do six annually.
Six annually?
Yeah, so we do one per community. So we're in Chico. We do one for Paradise and Magalia. We have an event for Oroville and Hamilton City. And then we host our annual Valentine's Gala in February, which supports all of our sites.
Right. I've been to that a couple. I think I was at the BMU a couple of times when I'd gone.
It might have been a while ago. Yeah, we moved to the Elks since I've been with the Boys and Girls Clubs. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big event. And that raised...
Last year was about 260,000.
Yeah.
Which was obviously impactful with everything that went.
Sure.
And happened in Paradise that we were able to use that money for some genuine good and being able to help those families that are still struggling, but we can be there for them. So,
right. And, I go up to Paradise probably every 10 days or so. Your facility didn't burn, but I'm sure it got damaged.
We actually had 5 sites. So one survived.
Okay,
our teen center survived.
Gotcha.
Unfortunately, 3 of the sites were lost. And then one of our sites, it did survive. So we've been lucky enough to partner with the school district in the area, and now we're back with the schools. So we are reopened in the sites up there. So now we're reopening 3 different sites.
Oh, you are up on the ridge. Oh, great. Oh, that's great. And the sites that were like homes that were converted over, or were they commercial?
No, we actually, with our partnerships and the generosity of the district, they actually provide us with our own space.
Oh,
so
they
basically are converted classrooms that make it look and feel like a Boys and Girls Clubs for the kids. So it's not like they're still in their classrooms. You know, it's a good after school spot for these kids to.
Yeah, and it's on campus, but they can.
Yeah, so it makes it easy.
Yeah, a little looser. Yeah, I remember when I was a kid, we used to go in junior high school. And this is in New York City back in the day. And the entire school was, like, open as after-school activities.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to go to the gym, you go to the gym. If you want to go to the art rooms, you go to the art rooms and do stuff. I can't remember if they had the shop facilities open, but they might have. It was, back in the day when cities and municipalities and school districts actually had money, I guess.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, let's recap. We want to give you don't do online sales, but you do call-in.
We actually do. If you go to bgcnv.org/donate, you can actually find a page where you can buy your Pasta on the Plaza tickets. Or if you just go to our event page for Pasta on the Plaza, you can buy tickets directly through there. And then we can either leave them at will call or mail those to you ahead of time.
Okay, great.
And I recommend purchasing them ahead of time. We served over 900 people at this event last year.
Wow.
So it's probably the biggest spaghetti feed in the area.
Yeah.
So I would recommend getting your tickets. And we've already sold probably close to 300 tickets, and we're still a month out. So
it's, no kidding.
Yeah. It's a pretty popular event.
Yeah, you guys don't mess around. And it's all you can eat.
Yeah. We really don't mess around.
You know, you've got about 3 weeks, 4 weeks to prepare for this. Start stretching it out, baby.
It is. And our goal is 25,000 this year, which will help us support the Chico campus that we have, because we did expand. I don't know if you've heard, but our Phoenix Club opened in April, which allowed us to cut down our waiting list by about 150 memberships.
Okay.
So this money will go to support that new site as well as our teen center and clubhouse. So that's a unique thing about this event, is that it stays here in Chico and local.
Yeah, which is always great. And, that's one thing we really... KZFR, I mean, everything that my wife and I have been involved in for years and years is to really local collaboration, local partnerships, regional, because a lot of times we overlap with Reading or Glenn County or Tehama County. So it's really great to do that and get these guys working together. And you guys are countywide.
We are, and we're actually in Glenn County.
Well, that's right. You're in Hampton City, right?
Yeah. That was a couple years ago now.
Yeah.
And we serve 170 kids out there, so it's a pretty wide range of kids that we serve.
Oh, yeah, that's great. That's great. How many kids total do you think you have throughout the
system? Just over 2,100 last year.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's huge. That's huge.
That is a lot of kids every day checking into our doors, snack, a meal, getting help with their homework, getting the opportunity to go try something new, which is really what the Boys and Girls Clubs is about, is providing opportunities that these kids wouldn't have seen otherwise.
Sure.
And maybe they find one thing they really enjoy and that becomes something they pursue in their lives. And that's just extremely important to us.
Yeah, give them something to be passionate about, to give them direction in life, and that's something to strive for.
Yeah.
And also some camaraderie and blow off some steam and not go home to an empty house or something,
Yeah, over half of the kids we serve are a single or no parent household.
Really?
So, yeah, it's extremely important. In our teen centers, you see that a lot, is those kids, they need a spot to be, people to make friends with, something to do, something to find something to enjoy, whether it's our STEM programs or we had an Orville, they were building stuff out of wood with one of our staff, so he was teaching them all that. And those kids, they loved it. They found something that they were passionate about.
Yeah, that's great. And, and I was one of these kids. School was not my favorite time of day.
Yeah.
But because of the after-school programs and things like this, it's like, okay, I can tolerate school if I know at 2:30 or 3 o'clock I get to go to the club for a couple hours and have fun and, you know, meet other people, do sports, play ping pong, learn things, do arts and stuff like that.
Yeah, we have a lot of ping pong competitions and a lot of alumni that come back and that were champions, as they say.
So. Oh, yeah, yeah. They can't fit into those little T-shirts anymore.
Yeah. They can still play ping pong, though.
There you go. Okay, so Spaghetti Feed, Thursday, September 19th, downtown Chico Plaza. It's during the Thursday night market. It goes from 5 to 8. Is that right?
It is, yes. And I didn't get an opportunity, but it's presented this year by Jesse Heating and Air Conditioning.
Oh, that's great.
They're our presenting sponsor, so a shout-out to them for helping us. And
definitely.
Taking over for that and allowing us to do what we're doing.
Hey, you know, if it wasn't for our collaborative business partners in this community, I mean, that's really what makes it happen. And the commitment of business owners to make the community better. That's what it's about. You do have a discount for families of four or more.
We do,
so,
yeah.
We're not really supposed to talk pricing, so I'll let that go. But
sorry,
if you go to
earlier.
That's all right. We have a pretty, you know, pretty wide highway here.
And then we do offer zoodles, which if you're not familiar, they're zucchini noodles.
Oh, really? I just saw that. Yeah, I thought those pool noodles,
Yeah, they're hand-spiraled by the Chico Kiwanis Club.
Nice.
And so we're excited about that. That's something we've been doing for the last few years because we had feedback of people that don't eat.
Yeah, don't eat wheat or whatever, gluten-free.
Yeah, so we offer that. It's a few dollars extra. We can't talk pricing, but it's a fun alternative.
Yeah.
And it tastes really good. That's usually
they're great.
I go for.
Right on. Yeah. So zoodles too, zucchini noodles, awesome. Mm-hmm. For that gluten-free option.
Yeah.
And do you have different kind of sauces, meat sauce, marinara?
We do. We have, the marinara and the meat sauce.
So you get a veggie option. You can totally veg out. Probably gluten-free on the marinara?
Yes.
Or, vegan, rather?
Yeah, and then you do get a salad, too. And we call them antipasto skewers. So it's like a salami, cheese, tomato, olives.
Oh, yeah. Very good, man. Again, 300 tickets sold already. You're going to serve 900. Food to go. That's what I like. That's a great option.
Yeah.
You go to the market or you're coming home from work, you can zip down through, pick up dinner for the clan and head on home and feed the troops.
And again, you can call it in. We'll have somebody on the phone. So if that's something that it makes it any easier on anybody to come support local kids.
Facebook, best way to check it out and stuff.
Yeah, we have a Facebook event, 11th Annual Pasta on the Plaza. You can find it through our page, the Boys and Girls Club, or I think it's facebook.com/BGC North Valley.
Okay.
And it's fairly easy to find. And that will actually link you to purchase tickets as well.
Awesome. And there's also, I'll give you the phone number here if you want to call in for tickets. Is that right? The call in number?
Yes. 899-0335.
Man, you guys have got this thing wired, baby. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I'm excited. Like I said, it's one of my favorites to put on, and it does a lot for the kids here in Chico, especially with our new expansion with the Phoenix Club.
Yeah.
I think it's more important that this event is successful and brings the community together than it's ever been.
And it's an outdoor picnic on the plaza during Thursday night market.
And you can eat spaghetti.
Yeah.
Live music. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. It sounds great. Hey, thank you so much for taking time with us here on Butte Views and Beyond.
All righty. Another great event happening here in Chico. So if you're heading out today, come on down to the market. Explore Butte County. They were on a little earlier this evening on tonight's program. They are right there in front of Burgers and Brew. Stop in, say hello to Carolyn. And they've got some Frisbees. They got some really cool Explore Butte County stickers. I know how we all like to have our little, Chico regional thing, little Butte action on the old car refrigerator. So stop in and check it out. We are going to listen to a little bit of One Soul. These guys are out of Reading. Got to see them this summer, and will be performing at the Salmon Festival. We'll be talking about that in a few minutes. On Saturday, September 28th, up on the levee, overlooking the beautiful Feather River in the afternoon. I think these guys come on at about 2 p.m. There you go.
Johnny was always such a blue man. He drank a lot.
A little bit of One Soul there out of Reading. And they'll be playing at the Salmon Festival this year, the 25th annual Oroville Salmon Festival on Saturday, September 28th. Big event. It's expanding quite a bit this year in celebration of the 25th anniversary. On Friday night, of course, we do the Feather River Nature Center Dinner. Is a fundraiser for the Nature Center, which was built in 1935. I was down there the other day. If you had never been, it's kind of right across from the diversion dam on the Feather River as you're moving up the river from downtown. And it's a beautiful old historic building. It used to be the bathhouse, and it used to be where the beach was. And you could kind of see in the rocks there what a great swimming hole it was. And, of course, it's gone through a number of changes through a number of flooding events. But really cool, beautiful old building. Got a lot of historic material in there, kind of natural history and displays of different fauna and animals and minerals and rocks and great old photographs from those folks that lived out there mining gold back in the day, back in the 20s and 30s and way back to the, after the about 1850, mid-1850s, I think, is when they started getting into this this part of California. And then, of course, on Saturday is the Salmon Festival itself, and it kicks off at 9 a.m. with tours of the fish hatchery, which is, again, located right on the river. And there's no charge for that. It goes from 9 a.m. till 3, or, yeah, from 9 a.m. till 3 p.m., and there's viewing windows and fish ladders and educational and just a really fun event. There'll also be rafting trips with a biologist. There'll be groups going out on a large 20-person rubber raft to learn about the river, and those are being hosted by the Four Bay Aquatic Center. If you go to their website, they do have advanced tickets on sale. You can find that information there and purchase your advanced ticket. And I believe there'll also be a kayaks also for rent that you can go down and float on the river. And they have, I think, three different launch times throughout the day for that. The Salmon Festival itself takes place in downtown historic Oroville. There is a craft fair right down on Montgomery Street, going right parallel to the river, and that kicks off at 10 o'clock from 10 to 4. That's hosted by the Downtown Business Association. And up on the levee, some really new exciting things are happening. There is the Oroville Outdoor Summit is going to be a part of the event this year. The concept is really a festival within a festival. The Outdoor Summit will have a fishing expo with fishing demonstrations, fly fishing pond. There'll be talks and kind of workshops about fly fishing and fly tying. There will also be a mountain bike test track set up on the levee where you could purchase a ticket and try out a bunch of different mountain bikes. There's some nice areas right there to ride. That'll be happening. We'll also have some climbing walls as you enter in front of the auditorium. Three different climbing walls with a competition going on during that. We'll have a grilling contest hosted by Sunset Magazine. We'll also have cooking demonstrations. And also on the levee this year will be diving dogs, those splashing dogs from Reading, doing their diving expo as they jump out and catch the prize and splash around. So that's going to be really fun. You might have seen that at some other events. I know that we had them at the Silver Dollar Fair a few years back, and I've also seen them at the California State Fair. So a lot of new things. And then, of course, we'll have our Salmon Court with Nonstop Entertainment featuring headlining will be One Soul. And we'll also have Big Mo and friends, Maurice Huffman. Good old Big Mo will be doing a little bit scaled-down band. We'll be playing, and then also the Bald Rock Boys out of Reading and Oroville, and also Hillcrest Avenue, which is a local band also of some kids that recently graduated high school. We had them there last year, and they were a big hit. And we also have performances from the Afro-American Cultural and Family Center and also from Feather River Parks and Recreation District. Nonstop Entertainment, grilled salmon, smoked salmon, beer and wine garden. It's a hoot. It's fun. It's no admission, no parking fee, and free shuttles. So if you go to the easiest way is go to Facebook and check it out. We'll be putting up the information here shortly about the Salmon Festival, 25th annual Oroville Salmon Festival. And we're expecting a really good crowd and never disappoints. So we're excited about that and excited about the new additions that will be coming to that event. I have an interview I did earlier tonight, this afternoon with gentleman from Apollo School of Music that I'd like to share with you now. Of course, they're located right on Mangrove Avenue.
I would like to welcome Gary Smith with Apollo School of Music on Mangrove Avenue to Butte Views and Beyond. You guys are doing some kind of exciting collaborations, helping local nonprofits, community organizations. And maybe you can tell us a little bit of what's going on over here at the Apollo School of Music.
Well, in my years of working with musicians, I've realized that music ties into everything. It's in every commercial we see, every show we see. Music kind of moves everybody. So I've found a way to connect Apollo School of Music and their live music venue with local nonprofits to help them raise money for a good cause. Kind of draws the community together to understand what the nonprofit's about, and it brings people in to see how beautiful this facility is.
Yeah, kind of a win-win for all parties.
Absolutely.
And let's see, this started in early August or July?
Yeah, it was late July, early August.
Okay. And I know you've done a couple events. I think you had the Ark in here and something also. I get confused because you do a lot of things.
Right.
With the Humane Society.
Yeah, we had the Butte Humane Society coming in November 2nd, and they're doing kind of a Halloween masquerade kind of party, I believe. I haven't gotten the full details on how they're going to do it, but that should be a good night.
Sounds like a furry fest.
It is. Our favorite one is actually a benefit for the Catalyst, and we're doing an adult prom. That's September 21st, and we've already got over, 11,000 people we've reached in the last 3 weeks.
Great. And give me a little background on how this works or how, an organization would contact you or contact Apollo School of Music.
So I do all the events here. I'm actually hired as a consultant for them, so a lot of the events, they could just send us an email at the Apollo site. It gets forwarded right to me and my company.
Okay.
Nonprofits contact us. We don't charge them for the event space. They sell the tickets. They promote the event. We promote the event. We take care of the sales of the alcohol. The nonprofit gets the liquor license for it. At the end of the evening, all the proceeds from sales of the bar and the door come together, pay the band off the top, and then both nonprofits get the proceeds split 50-50. Half goes to the nonprofit that put on the event. The other half goes to the Apollo Piano Foundation, and that's for kids who can't afford music.
Oh, great. So you have a music scholarship program here at the school.
Yeah, and I've seen it in play just in the last few weeks.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So it's really a way to feed both parties.
Absolutely.
And How many people do you get? I know you've had some pretty packed houses here early on.
Yeah, we're actually doing a little remodel just to make a little bit more space, moving some things around.
Okay.
We move all the pianos when we have an event because grand pianos take up a lot of space. We anywhere from 80 to 120 people in here.
Great. And if people aren't familiar with your location, which is
936 Mangrove Avenue. We're actually two doors down from La Comida and at the opposite end of Unwind, where our friend Frank owns.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so the we always, you know, we used to be Cash and Carry, and now it's the...
Right.
It's got a kind of a funny name. What is it? Allied Food Suppliers or something?
Yes, I don't memorize it anymore.
But since I do a lot of events and KZFR does a lot of events, that's our favorite place to shop because we go there and we buy huge bulk and everything. So I'm in there a lot.
Yeah.
6 a.m. I'm in line to get in there. You guys got a nice big parking lot here and easy to find, just right next door to the Safeway Plaza, actually.
Yep, and we've recently partnered up with the Children's Choir of Chico. So as of this last Monday, it's been a packed house Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and it's amazing to hear these kids sing and the adults sing.
So they come in here to practice?
They come in here to practice, yeah.
Nice.
Wednesday night jams, and I know our friend Frank down at Unwind, he has live music shows too, so Mangrove's kind of becoming one of the spots in town for live music.
Oh, that's really nice. And you guys have a number of, we're actually in one now, rehearsal rooms.
Yeah, there's about 8 rehearsal rooms and 2 offices.
Okay. Grand, we got a baby grand I'm leaning on right now, actually.
Yeah, it's one of our 3 Steinways. We have 2 Steinways for sale, about 3 or 4 Yamahas for sale, grand pianos.
Nice.
We rent out pianos for students or people who aren't students.
Right. I actually rented a piano from Vince years back when we did the first NorCal Jazz Festival. We needed a piano at the Sierra Nevada Big Room.
Nice. Yeah, we actually have, we're doing an event right now with Wildflower Elementary School and the Inspire High School. I was donated a $80,000 Falcone piano, and I've donated that to the Apollo Piano Foundation so we can do a raffle, and the proceeds are going to be split between the Apollo Piano Foundation, Inspire High School, and Wildflower School.
Oh, that's excellent. That's, you know, this is what you do.
Yeah.
You collaborate, you're a liaison amongst organizations and businesses, nonprofits.
Yeah, it's just connecting everybody. It's networking people in a fun environment.
Focused networking, is that what we're calling it?
It's actually influential networking consultant.
I love it. Influential. Okay, there you go. I knew it was something close to that.
Yeah.
So, very good. And I know that... actually, I know your dad, of course, Sons of Italy. Go back. You guys have been very active in the community, your whole family, for years and years.
Yeah, and it's funny when you stop and think about it how much my father's done and give back to the community through Sons of Italy. And I kind of followed with him on that. And I'm doing what I'm doing with my company, kind of the same thing.
Right.
And I'm watching now that my children are doing it. My son was starting a video game competition, and he wants to give a portion of his proceeds back to local nonprofits as well. So it's just kind of interesting to see how... You don't pay attention to it, but it just kind of happens, which shows you that children watch and follow your lead.
Well, the best way to teach is by example. And you can tell somebody what to do all day long, and they are not going to do it. You just do it, and they'll be like, hey, man, that's cool. I'm going to do that, too.
Yep, I believe that 100%.
That's to me, that's always been the way. Lessons to be learned. How old is your son?
Well, let's see. I have a 22-year-old, a 16-year-old. And I have a 12-year-old, a 2-year-old, and a 7-month-old.
Busy man.
I'm writing a book on how to retire without any money.
Yeah, there you go. Multi-generational.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, those will be some interesting family gatherings.
Yeah.
Right on. Hey, man, that's cool. So if somebody wanted to get it, you know, I know a lot of nonprofits and a lot of KZFR listeners are active in the community and work with different organizations. And they might be interested in saying, hey, we would like to maybe do a music thing. I know everybody, you know, it's kind of funny. I joke that, KZFR, we used to be like the only music. You know, we did a little festival and we would do our women's club shows. And now every time you throw a rock, there's another music festival benefit going on. But it's a music town and we've got tons of talented artists and we have a real appreciative population for live music. So, you know, it's a perfect marriage. How would somebody get a hold of you? Just Facebook or through the Apollo School of Music?
They can do through Apollo School of Music. My email, my company is kind of a funny name to remember, but it's Gary at Corollare. It's C-O-R-R-E-L. A-R-E, Corollare. It means to correlate in Italian or to connect, mm-hmm. which is exactly what we do.
Right.
And any nonprofit that wants to do an event here, we're open. I mean, we're getting booked fast, but we're open to find a spot and link people together. We've got Butte Humane is actually partnering up with PAWS. So they have worked business on and off together throughout the years.
Right.
We just kind of pushed them together, and they're super happy to work together.
Right, and that's the other thing, collaborative partners in within the nonprofit world.
Yeah.
Because a lot, you know, often people might supply, hey, we work with families. Well, we work more with teenagers. Well, still, bring them together. It's perfect. So.
Yeah, and I know the ARC, we're working with the ARC, and they put together mm-hmm. the Abilities and Possibilities group.
Right.
And they're in September 12th, I believe, at the Farmers Market, Thursday Night Market. But this is all these nonprofit organizations that work with special needs that have all been independent. And we've brought them together with Kathy McCreary from the ARC.
Sure.
She runs that group, and they're all working together now with each other for the benefit of their clients, which is amazing
yeah.
to see all of these competing nonprofits not competing but working together.
Right. Not get out of the silo and work together. And it's just gonna make it better for everybody, and it's going to make your organization swifter, faster, leaner, better by collaborating.
Yeah.
Because we often Absolutely. Just stay in our own little boxes, and it's frustrating. It's tough to make changes.
Yeah.
I think you guys need a jingle, you know, Colari, hey. Yeah, something like that.
Write it up and we'll sing it.
All right, there you go, buddy. Again, thanks, Gary, and everything you guys are doing over here at Apollo School of Music. Great place to check out. It's a beautiful facility. It's big, spacious, gorgeous pianos. And, of course, you guys have a business here, too, and you do a lot of music lessons and love getting kids involved in music, which to me is the, again, children that are involved in arts do better in math. They do better in science. They have more confidence. They go on much further. The brain activity that goes on through artistic stimulation is off the charts.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
Right on, man. Thanks, buddy. Have a good night.
Thanks, Ray.
Alrighty. Again, Apollo Music, some fun things happening over there. Thank you, Gary and Alex, for being guests today. And thank you, Carolyn. Explore Butte County is down at the Thursday Night Market, right there in front of Burgers and Brew on Broadway and 3rd Street. If you want to stop on by, they got some cool Butte County stickers that you might want to stick on your car. I stuck one on our office door. It looks pretty good. Matter of fact, I'll bring some up here to the Mighty Zephyr. I think they'll be quite popular. Let's see. We got a little bit of time left over, so I'm going to let's sample a little bit more of One Soul. Again, this is a band out of Reading that is going to be at the Salmon Festival this year, and we think that's pretty cool. We had them at the Sundown Music Festival on Summer Solstice, and they're also going to be here at Lost on Main sometime this fall as well. So let's dig it. One Soul out of Reading, and Groovy Grandma's coming up with Peanut Butter and Jelly Time at 7 o'clock right here. And a Mighty Zephyr.
attention. Let's stand independent for what we believe in. Supposed land of the free is just a monarchy. Sporting our rights, one vision in mind. To the rich are getting richer and the poor are dropping. Yeah, please give me something to believe in instead. I'm getting ready for the riot. Got my hand on my Glock. My doors are locked. You better not cross that line. You better not cross that line.
Alrighty, One Soul coming to the Salmon Festival out of Reading. Also be at Lost on Main. Salmon Festival is on Saturday, September 28th. And we also had on today's program a gentleman from the Boys and Girls Club, and they're going to be doing one of their big events on September 19th, which is a spaghetti feed right here during the Thursday Night Market in the Plaza. And a fun event, and they serve about 900 people, which is pretty darn amazing. So, and also don't forget that if you're heading down to the market, or maybe you're down here now listening on the app, maybe you got that free KZFR app on your phone because you're cool, and you're listening to me right now, stroll over to 3rd and Broadway and stop at the Explore Butte County booth and pick up one of those cool Butte County stickers from Carolyn and tell her, yo, I heard you on KZFR.
Nice.
Yeah, I know, right? You got to love that stuff. Alrighty, thanks for tuning in. We're going to go back with a little bit of our exit music here with Ken Clark, the Eternal Funk from Ken Clark. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you next month here on Butte Views and Beyond.
peanut butter jelly time.
Baseball bat.